I'm Steve Gwynn, and welcome to Encore. And this is a chance, while I've got you to myself, so to speak, that we take a look at the hotel, its restaurants, its attractions, and all the things that make up Encore, and sort of tip you off to where everything is and what we have to offer, so that while you're here, you won't miss a thing. So, together, let's take a walk around the building and see what's what. We have Sinatra. That restaurant is a very, very happy personal experience for me because it allowed me to meet with the Sinatra family, with whom I've been friendly for many years, and sort of bring back and relive all the great moments associated with Frank Sinatra's life and his music mainly. The newest restaurant in the hotel is called Andrea's, and it's a special kind of offering. We wanted to have Asian fusion food. We highlighted the restaurant with a very fanciful Warhol treatment of a beautiful woman's eyes behind the bar. The name of the restaurant is Andrea's, and she's near and dear to me because it's my wife, and the eyes are actually hers. You go down the other side of the casino, you come to a restaurant with a 20-foot dragon on the wall called Wazuzu. And Wazuzu is a place where we go Asian for a bit. In the design of this hotel and the arrangement of its parts, we try to combine the advantages of a sunny southern Nevada sky with pretty views of gardens and water. Makes eating and dining much more pleasurable. And that's exactly what we've done in our restaurant Jardin, fancy way of saying garden, which is located in the Esplanade at Encore. It's available for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even late night dining if you're out enjoying the club scene or visiting one of our showrooms. It's in the Esplanade, as I said, right across from Hermes in Encore. But of course, it's available for everybody who's staying at Wynn or Encore. Jardin. Garden dining. And at Encore, we have two pools, the main one for the hotel and families, and then there's the adult pool and its cabanas, which features loud music and girls in bikinis. Let's make an intermediate stop at the spa level, where some interesting things are. First of all, there is the spa itself. There's a lady side and a gentleman's side. Personally speaking, I am extremely proud of the mood, the feeling, the decor, and the design that our gang was able to achieve in this spa. We've done several hotels here in Las Vegas over the years, but the spa at Encore is something that represents a design achievement that's a little better than anything we've ever done before. Next to the spa, once you get off the elevator, is a very lovely salon where you can get your nails and your hair done, get a pedicure, makeup too, if that's on your schedule. Surrounding excess is the Esplanade or the shopping arcade of Encore. Hermes is there, Chanel is there, watch stores, clothing stores. So I think that all in all, the choices are terrific. Next is Excess, the nightclub that was built at Encore that Condé Nast Travel Magazine said was the hottest nightclub in the world last year. And based upon the 5,000 or 6,000 people that go there and the nights that it's open on weekends, it surely is. If you've got the appetite for unbelievable energy, pulsing music, you got to check out Excess. It is a remarkable experience. Next to Sinatra is our new nightclub, Surrender, that opens on to the Encore Beach Club. The Encore Beach Club is a place we built for people who wanted to be part of the Encore and Wynn experience who weren't staying with us. That's the story. We hope you enjoy the Encore and have a lot of fun here and come back and visit us often. Bye-bye.